creating a tools culture for Gemini success, using tools to learn and share the Gemini story. And I could say the Gemini opportunity, the Gemini products. It could be sharing Gemini in the direct selling industry. It could be sharing Gemini and financial freedom, better health, better wealth. And Joe, see those annotations? Those are certainly things we'd love not to have happen. So anybody that's playing with the tools, I'd appreciate it if you didn't. And we're going to move forward here with a little tools talk. So there is a statement out there in the world that about culture, and is by a guy by the name of Peter Drucker, who's one of my favorite management experts. He was a great author, he's a great educator, and certainly one of the greatest management consultants of his time. And he said, when talking about culture versus strategy, that culture eats strategy for breakfast. So I've used that for a number of years in many places that I've been, that it is important to create a culture that individuals want to be a part of, because if we have the right culture, everything else falls into place. And while I'm talking about tools, I will say this. The one tool that is always needed in direct selling, always, does not matter, is always needed, is the tool that you do not have. It has gone without saying, everywhere that I've been in this business, everybody has asked for the tool that they do not have. But what I would say to that is this. You, and there are 56 of you on the line tonight, each one of you has joined or is looking at joining our company because of someone else, and perhaps because of a tool that you've already seen. And so let's just look at some of these things as we move forward. And it looks like I've had a little slide juxtaposition, and I apologize, but brands in our industry and elsewhere are built on simple principles, but this is specific to direct selling. This was work that was done from my success partners a number of years ago. They include differentiation. That's product. That's opportunity. That's messaging. That's ownership. That's the whole ball of wax. It's the whole package. Relevance is your product, is your service, is your opportunity, is your compensation, is your company relevant at the moment? So as I go through these, if you would just think to yourself, if you could put a check mark by each one of these. So far, I've got two check marks. We are different, and we'll talk about that. We are relevant. That means we're right where the market is headed. That means we're ahead of most of the market with what we're doing. Are we consistent? Well, we're brand new, and it's startup. Often, consistency includes being able to deliver the right product that tastes the same over and over, that we do the same things that are duplicatable and that are fall into that pattern of success. And I would say that we're putting those foundational pieces well in place, so consistency will not be a problem. I highlighted culture since that's going to be a topic of conversation for us this evening. And we'll talk about what culture is here in just a moment. But I just want you to think about that as we go down through this. Engagement. Is there something that would engage the marketplace in our product or opportunity? And we certainly know that there is a preponderance of evidence toward the benefits of hemp oil, all of the components of hemp, hemp seed, hemp flower, hemp stem, etc. Those are really important. Focus, which I need some of right now. Authenticity. Are we real? You cannot fake authenticity. I don't know how many jean brands there are. When I'm talking blue jeans, there are in the market. I worked for a company that started in 1886, and so they were certainly authentic in what they do, but only one brand from about 1850 on has been able to say that they are the authentic Levi. And that means they are following the same pattern, the same recipe. You cannot fake authenticity. Personality. Does the brand have personality? Does the company have personality? Do the products have their own personality? Are we on purpose? And I mean on purpose as in, are we about doing good in a marketplace? Are we about shifting things in the marketplace? Are we about changing lives and both financially, physically, emotionally, socially, perhaps? Are we purporting good values? And there's several ways you look at values, but do we have a company with values? Do we have, and that really is just those core characteristics that I'm speaking of. Let me go back to culture. Culture really defines the attitude as well as attributes of a company, of a brand. Think of one of your favorite brands. Each one of them has a form of culture, and it goes back to what Peter Drucker said, that culture eats strategy for breakfast. I've sat in strategy meetings that lasted a week, offsite, plane ride, whatever, a hotel, all those kinds of things where we strategized. And at the end of the week, we didn't focus any time or attention really on the culture that we were trying to create. A culture is as much a part of who you are and what you help us to create as what we bring to the marketplace. So there's two types of tools I want to discuss this evening. And remember, the topic of our conversation this evening is creating a tools culture. So the tools that I'm thinking of are, one, skills tools. What are the skills that I need that are necessary to be successful in Gemini, in direct selling, in person-to-person marketing? What do I have to be like and act like and do to have the success I desire to have? Because we know others are having it out in the marketplace. And so if they're doing it, can I do it? That's the skills side of things. The next is really the sharing tools. What do I have to share my opportunity, my product, my company, my excitement, my vision, all of those things? What do I have to share with the market? Okay. And those people that I know, love, or trust, or know, like, and trust, or I've heard of, or that I'd like to do business with. Okay, so the first is you need to know the how. As I was writing that today, I thought, well, that's really an interesting concept, is to know the how. And we used to hear do the do, D-E-W, and I think knowing the how is really important. I told you before, I believe empirically in this, that if the why is strong enough, the how doesn't matter. I believe that. I am convinced of that. There's not a shadow of a doubt in my mind. But I also believe we need to know the how. And the reason is we need to have confidence in our ability as storytellers and our ability to engage individuals into the story that we're telling and helping them to see a mental picture, to paint that mental picture, to find themselves inside that mental picture, to see the outcome of that mental picture. And that's where I would say we begin with the ready, set, hustle. And this is really the first step on the Gemini success path. What's it going to take to be successful? Well, step number one, if you haven't downloaded this, I'm going to invite you to do that tonight before you lay your head on the bed. If you haven't printed it out, print it out and have a copy of this with you. fill out the details that are on this. Go through the exercises, which are simple, but they are important, because once we take an idea and we put it in writing, there is an added, you've heard where two or more are gathered, there's an additional energy or synergy that's added to us that allows us to move forward with great confidence. When something is written down, it becomes much more concrete in our lives. So the first thing it tells you is to download the phone app. It gives you every step you need right over here to download the app and do the things that you need to do to get set up so you have the tools in your hand, and then you set up your helpers. And then, by all means, our single sign-on, which really means that you go into the app, you click on, let's see what the name of it is, Office. When you click on Office, it goes immediately into your back office or virtual office, and you can do anything from there that you can do on the website. Create your recurring order. Why is that? Because if we're a product of the products that we're purporting to work for others, our belief system is so much stronger. There's an old Southern spiritual, I think I've quoted it before, but it says, if you would be convincing, you've got to be convinced. And that's what a recurring order does for you, whether it's a box of Rev or Prime or Base or Aura or Remedy or all of the above. It does not matter. But when you talk to somebody, you're now speaking authoritatively, firsthand experience that this is what I do. These are the products that I use. And this is how I'm moving my business and myself forward, period. And then connect with your prospects. You know, you can see other things that are there. There's links to remember. There's two new Facebook pages that we're trying to populate, and at some future date, you'll understand what we're doing there. There's information for your sponsor, for your supporter, number one, number two, or two and three. We call them helpers in the app. Write down a why. What is that why? Put it concretely into writing, and if that's not enough space, write down your why and put it in something you have with you all the time. It's with you everywhere you go, so you can see that is there, and it's anchored in your mind and in your heart and in your subconscious mind. And then make a little bucket list. It doesn't have to be long, but what are the things you'd like to do? Maybe it's helping orphan children somewhere. Maybe it's being able to give back to individuals in your neighborhood or around the country. Maybe it's serving on a board or helping in a volunteer organization that's near and dear to your heart. Or maybe it's changing other people's lives with Gemini. So on the backside of this, knowing the how here in this ready, set, hustle are the steps to duplication. They're not difficult, but they do require consistent effort. I was reading and studying a little bit today as I was thinking about this topic. And one thing I saw was get a 0.5% better at something that you do every single day. If you're speaking to individuals, become a better speaker, but only need to work at 0.5% to 1% every day, whatever that is. Make a small change or shift in how you present yourself or how you tell your story or how you follow up with individuals. But every day, make some consistent progress toward a worthy goal. The tools, the steps really are to create peak interest. Use the app, share the videos that are in the app, do a presentation, whether it's showing the presentation, the overview that's in the app, whether it's doing a webinar, if you need one of us to do that, or grab a Zoom account, they're free. If it's doing a two-on-one or a three-way call, whatever it is. And then by all means, if you tell that individual and they say they're interested and you say, I'll follow up tomorrow or the next day, by all means, do that. Put it in there as a reminder. There are reminder settings inside the app, and that will help you to accomplish what needs to be accomplished. Closing questions, real simple little things. On a, you know, what did you like best? Or on a scale of 1 to 10? Or how much additional cash flow are you looking for? How many hours are you willing to work? This is a reframing. This is going back to Avis, and this is helping you to reframe. So if somebody tells you they want to make $100 extra a week or a month, you need to get a time commitment so that they can understand what it's going to take to do that. And do that before you move them into action. Then create and activate. Put them in your phone. Sign them up. You know, put them in the system. Get a pack headed their direction. Get product headed in their direction. If they're near you, give them a product that they might be able to take and replenish when they see, when they receive theirs, because you're going to want to do some kind of a launch party with them. Get them kicked off on the right start. And then duplicate to qualify. At least two customers with 200 CV total, at least one member with 100 CV, a personal order of 100 CV. If you're doing the math, that's 400 CV. If you have extra customers or extra members that meet that fourth 100 qualification, good for you. But still, keep a recurring order coming in so that you never run out of these incredible products. The duplication guide. A lot of blood, sweat, and tears, maybe just sweat and tears, went into the development of this to get it ready for our launch event. And it is there in the back office, and it should be printed out. You just do it in black and white. Do it on two sides. It's 12 pages on two sides, and it is full of information that you'll want to use as talking points as you discuss things with individuals. Role play with your upline, your sideline, your downline. Help your new team members so they understand where to go, what to do, how to do it, the steps to success. There's product information. Look, there's a lot of product information out there, folks. I'm going to tell you that I would rather have you enthusiastically sharing a little bit about the product and your personal testimonial and the experiences you've had with the product than sitting around learning all the science and the detail. It will wear your prospects out. Oh, and did you know that this thing's got that and does this? And if you don't do that, you're not going to have this. And we're minus this in our daily diet. And if you don't have that, you're going to die. And oh my gosh, you're in such bad, horrible shape. There's no way that you can live. I'm sorry, I've made you mad. And you've just left the room. Don't be that person. Give them just what they need to make an educated decision. Allow them to try the products. If it doesn't work for them, just as our friend John Preske said, hey, you'll never get them again, okay? There's success skills in here. There are 8 success skills that were taught over an 8-week period of time are here. And in this guide, there's prospecting skills. There's certainly a memory jogger. There's the connect and invite is inside that. And skills to duplication. Go back to the ready, set, hustle. If you want to see how to duplicate, use the duplication guide. If you want to know the words to say and to help individuals become duplicative in this process, it's amazing what will happen for you. The duplication guide works with the Gemini Success Skills training videos that are in your virtual office. Everything that we did over that 8-week period of time, good, bad, or indifferent, you got me for whatever period of time together, I've whittled it down to just the talking point, so hopefully it's not too onerous, but you can take the duplication guide, go skill 1, skill 2, skill 3, skill 4, all the way through skill 8 and beyond, and you've got yourself a training system that is as effective as anything else out in the marketplace. The only difference is it needs to be applied. If you don't apply, it does not matter, okay? All right, so connect and invite. This is a beautiful little form. Just make your list. You had to place on Ready, Set, Hustle for maybe 10 names that you'd pick up the phone and call. These are the top 10 people, but I'd like you to print out enough of these connect, engage, and invite forms that you have yourself a rolling Rolodex, an active prospect list, a living, breathing, evergreen list. Connect your best the best recommendation is by phone, and next is to invite them to take a look. So you're connecting with them, you engage, whether you've been talking to them all right along or you just thought about them recently and you want to reconnect, and then invite them simply to take a look at one of the tools that is built into the app. So the second skill I want to talk about is simply sharing skills. How do you share? The first thing I would do is I would have that app loaded up, and I would make sure I'd seen every one of the videos. I'm going to tell you, I see the video reports and I'm very disappointed that they don't get used more often, because it's a third-party tool. And as Jeff Olson would tell you, if you're talking in a presentation, you better be pointing to an expert or pointing them to a tool, and preferably a third-party tool like a video. Presentations are in here. There's under training, you'll see new training pieces that are also available for sharing. Information, the information that you want to know, there's sheets that are in there from a customer enrollment to a new member enrollment form. There are all sorts of pieces of information. Make sure you understand that. You can enroll right from the app. Go to the office right here and click on office, and it'll take you right into your back office where you can enroll on the fly, so to speak. And there is so much more inside. And certainly there's videos can be sent in a snap. There's a product video, an introduction video, and the hustle plan video. Use those as peak interest. And then if you see them watching some percentage and it gets to 17, 18, 19, 20%, 50%, whatever that number is, follow up with them. Even if it's a low percentage, you might call and say, did you have trouble watching the video? You have four Gemini pitch sites. That's incredible. There's the hemp, which will talk all about the remedy. There's the hustle. There's the Gemini me, talk all about all of these things. And then our own homepage is Be Gemini. So Gemini me is that catch-all, bring everybody in, take a look at product, company, and opportunity. And it's a phenomenal place to send individuals. So don't be shy about using those. And I get statistics on what that looks like and how people are using that. And we've got some superstars that have a lot of hits out there. So that really is the end of that particular presentation. It came to a pretty abrupt halt, but it is hopefully information that you will find to be beneficial as you go forward and build this business. The one thing I would say is this. I'm working in my head. I haven't asked Kevin Scott to do this yet, but working in my head to get the Gemini passport broken down and placed on the Gemini hemp site, so that it's got more of the detail of the preclinicals are there, the information that you like to have to share with individuals. So in case you don't have that with you, that is there and it's available to share. But I would certainly recommend owning a copy of the Gemini passport and keeping it with you, because it is such an incredible tool. And it would be one of those tools that I would call part of my backpack. Has anybody, by the raise of hand, ever heard of a backpack? Hi, yeah. Samantha.
Hi.
You have your hand up?
Yeah, I just had a question, but I can wait until questions
are being asked. Go ahead.
I didn't know, because when I first signed up, I had my first gal sign up as a business partner yesterday. But is there any sort of quick guide that kind of runs through the different website URLs that we get assigned with our membership that kind of breaks down what each one would be used for as a for prospects or customers?
That would be the duplication guide.
It looks like I have to read it, huh?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. And then my other question was, I know with the conference you had mentioned that we're going to be able to share the videos to social media as well. So I was wondering if that was available at this point yet. I haven't checked, so I apologize if it is.
The place that I would go for social media share, if it's not shareable in the app at this point, there's one thing that they're working on. We don't own the app, so we asked them. We've got a lot of things we want them to do. But you could go to our YouTube channel
and
you could grab those videos from there and either embed or the share code or whatever you like.
And then I guess that just wouldn't show who was watching at the time. Is that?
The only downside is it doesn't capture it unless you're – I can't think of how to capture it, but I will follow up with our app guys and just see. That is that's a good reminder. Sure. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. I'm in software as well. I worked for a software company for many years, so if you need me to be the bulldog, I'm happy to help get things rolling faster.
Appreciate it.
Samantha knows how to do a lot of stuff and can help out with that kind of stuff.
Yes, anything. If you guys ever need, I'm the director of a medical spa here in Southlake, Texas, but I know how to do all the marketing stuff. I know how to make posts. So seriously, I'll give everybody my cell phone number. That's totally fine. But please reach out to me. I'm happy to help you create something or just post on the main page. And however I can help, I like to be helpful.
Well, we appreciate that.
I know that our businesses will blossom on Facebook once we're able to put our sites out there. And when it's opened up, especially for me and Samantha, because we get hits on our stuff, we can know who's hitting on them. So we can follow properly.
Also, Evan, because you're on the already talking, she had a really good selling point because we're always asked, okay, like how many milligrams of, you know, or like what's the strength of your CBD oil, and they're wanting numbers. So did you, that calculation that you did of the 20 times with the bioavailability, I'll let you take the mic, but you had a really good explanation that you gave to Emily yesterday that I loved. So I didn't know if that was like publicly available to everybody else.
It is. It's on that. And we'll talk later since we're,
taking over the call. Sorry, Kevin, we could leave next week.
It's actually on Facebook under that. Everybody that was on the call Thursday night heard it. It's one of the examples that Kevin put on the explanation of products. All I did was read it.
Oh, it's fantastic. So thank you, Kevin, for that. It was
certainly. If you don't know what they're talking about there, if you had took 10 milligrams of got 10 milligrams of hemp oil or inside of the remedy, times that by 20, that'd be 200 milligrams of a competitor's that would be necessary to, that you would have to take to get, potentially get the equivalent. And we know the potentiality that at least about 90% of all other hemps are being destroyed in the gut. So that's what they're alluding to. Thank you for bringing that up, folks.
Yeah, I mean, that's huge. That's like the biggest selling point. If I wasn't already with you guys, I would have joined just because of that, seriously. So I think we should try to push that fact a little more, at least on our neck of the woods.
Appreciate it.
Sure.
All right, folks. Well, we have reached, we're 4 minutes beyond, but I think hopefully it was useful. And certainly if you would like a copy of this presentation, I put them in PDF format. And the reason I put it in PDF format is because the fonts that are used are unique. And I don't really, if you don't have it on your computer and you download it to PowerPoint, it would not present the same way. But if you use a PDF, you can present it just like a PowerPoint. So that's the main reason that is done. So If there are not any other questions, I want to turn the balance of the call over to the handsome and perspiring Mr. Jay.
Hey, Kevin, I hope you're feeling better. I know trying to fly with a completely messed up eardrum would have been a bad idea. Anyway, I hope you feel better. That was a great call tonight. I love looking at a lot of people's posts and quotes. And I saw one from Jessica Trenum that I thought was just really cool. It says, to make an income while making an impact. You know, that's, I think when you look and see the people we have in the company, we have a lot of really, really good people. A lot of caring families. So, you know what? Make an impact, share the product, make an income while you're doing it, which is an awesome idea. And the biggest advice I can give out of everything you've heard tonight, something that will really help people's organization, ask for the order. And let's get a bunch of people on this trip. Anybody that needs my help, give me a call. Thanks. Great call tonight, Kevin. And look forward to talking to everybody soon.
Thank you, sir. Thanks, folks. Y'all have a beautiful evening. Peace out. Mahalo.